This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Germany and France today launch what they call a new deal to combat the problem of youth unemployment in Europe. Billions will be spent helping young people find jobs. 25% are out of work in the Eurozone. That figure rises to more than half in Greece and Spain. Joining us live is Marketplace's European editor Stephen Beard in London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, David.
So tell me about what this new deal amounts to.
Well, they're calling it the New Deal, but it's not quite on the same scale as the Roosevelt stimulus program. They're talking about spending $8 or $9 billion helping young Europeans in recession-hit countries look for work elsewhere in Europe, paying, for example, for flights and paying for language courses for the young people. This program shows they're worried, very worried indeed, about the problem of mass youth unemployment in Europe because of its long-term economic costs and because of the political and social damage that it's doing.
Wait a minute. Am I detecting a change of attitude, especially in Germany, where the emphasis has long been on cutting spending?
Yeah, well, they're certainly in talk in Germany about a change of course. The government there is getting very concerned about the reputation that Germany is getting in southern Europe, particularly for being hard-hearted, even cruel. And this can't be good for Germany as an exporter, apart from anything else. The rest of the Eurozone is one of its most important markets. But the amount of money to be spent on the New Deal isn't huge. Indeed, Stephen Lewis of Monument Security says it isn't anywhere near enough.
There would have to be very much more resources devoted to the problem. We'd have to multiply the amount which has been put forward by at least 10 to make any significant impression at all.
Now, the German government will make an announcement on extra help for the Eurozone tomorrow, but it seems unlikely that 4 months before an election, the government's going to pump tens of billions into the rest of the Eurozone. That wouldn't be popular with German voters.
So to review, Stephen, how much money is it? Like about $9 billion?
That's right, $8 or $9 billion. But we could be hearing about more money tomorrow, but perhaps not the tens of billions that's required.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.